Hi, my name is Melanie, and I am a compulsive overeater. I have 10 years in OA, excuse me. I have 40 months of abstinence and 154 pounds released, and now maintaining a healthy body weight for the last 2.5 years. And that kind of blows my mind in the fact that I struggled in the food for 57 years and ate myself to well over 600 pounds 13 years ago. And that it never was in a dream of mine that I would ever be a normal body weight. Never ever thought it would be. I had tried so many diets over and over and over and over and over and over again, and then regained. Sure, I lost, but I regained all every blessed time. And I thought that it was my responsibility to fix it. I thought it was my fault. And yes, I did take the food into my mouth, but I could not stop myself from eating. I sometimes think that my compulsive eating started when I was younger. I always used to blame that I was born 11 pounds, 5.5 ounces, and that's why I'm fat. I needed to blame it on something or someone. But I think that allergy of craving did start young. At 10 years old, I was 197 pounds, and that's when my first diet came into effect. I had gone to the doctor to get my ears pierced, and he wouldn't pierce them because they were too thick. So he put me on a diet. And I thought the world had come to an end, that I was to go on a diet. 2 weeks later, I was off that diet and back to eating my old ways. And the weight kept on coming on and packing on. And that's the history of all the 57 years that I lived before I came into OA. It was frustrating. I can remember being at 445, sitting on the couch and just exasperated, looking at pictures and seeing how that, oh my God, had I ever lost weight that time? And look at me now, beating myself up because I had gone backwards again. And I had told myself, well, I'll just remain this way. It's better to stay at one weight than going up and down. But I was delusional to think that I could stay at one weight. 200 pounds later, at 600 pounds, I was still going at it. And I got well over 600, but I never went near a scale, never went near a doctor. I hated doctors. Why? Because they'd tell me that I'd have to lose weight, and I couldn't. I even had one doctor tell me, you really need to lose weight. And I said, I know, I've tried everything. I just don't know what to do. And he went, and out the door he went. So I felt, gee, if a doctor who's a professional can't help me, who in the hell can? But I still kept trying. Fourteen years ago, my husband was taking sick, and we didn't know what was happening. And then a year later, he ended up in the hospital. I wasn't working at the time. I was laid off, eating my face, because I was in the hospital with a hernia where it was causing me a lot of pain. And the doctor said, you need to lose weight. I'm going to send you to a surgeon. Well, that didn't happen. I went home and I got back on my diabetic diet because I was on 170 units of insulin. I had high blood pressure and everything, but I wasn't going to no doctor to find that one out. I found that out later on. But stayed on the diabetic diet for about a month. And then when I called the doctor's office and they wouldn't give me any satisfaction of whether this doctor was supposed to get a hold of me, I went back to eating again. I gave up. I had no faith that anyone would help me. I was by myself. 7 months later, my husband went into eMERGE and was diagnosed with cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, the whole nine yards. I didn't know how in the hell I was going to take care of him because he was taking care of me. I could barely walk from the elevator to his hospital room without getting breathless. And I thought, well, the only thing I can do is to focus on his diabetes, because I do know the diet. I didn't follow it myself, but I knew the diet. And in helping him, I started to help myself. But 9 months later, he passed away. And seeing him fight for life, I knew that my health had to change. And so I finally went to the doctor after much not wanting to go. I knew that I had to. And finally, I got to see that doctor that I was supposed to see before. And he wasn't a hernia repair person. He was a weight loss surgeon, which totally shocked me. And afraid because he wouldn't fix my hernia, I went into their program for weight loss surgery. And being pissed off that he questioned my commitment because I had lost 200 pounds before then, I went home and I studied up on their diets and I started restricting. So I went the opposite and started restricting. And I started over-exercising. A bulimic in exercising. And in 9 months lost 200 pounds. And I wouldn't wish that upon anyone, because my mind was so messed up. I thought that I still needed to lose weight and I could put my fingers between my rib cage. And when I sat on the toilet, it hurt like hell. I was well below what I should have been. But in my head, I still thought that I was too fat. After having surgeries, and I had the weight loss surgery, and I had my hernia repair and another surgery within 6 months, I walked away from his office so distraught in things that had been said. I went into the biggest binge that I would ever can imagine. And it scared the hell out of me because I felt something had taken over me. And I couldn't stop. And I gained so much weight in a couple of days, I felt a total failure, where I sat with the insulin bottle and needle in my hand, wondering how much I'd have to take to end this, because I was sick and tired of it. Sick and tired of living back and forth and back and forth and weight gain and loss and over again, and I couldn't stop. But knowing that my son had his father died only a year before, I couldn't do that to him. And so I went to the doctor in tears. And in 2 days, I see mental health intake. And did I tell them everything? No. I lied. I didn't tell her about trying to commit suicide. I wanted to put on that actor's face that I was okay. Crazy. I was just totally insane. Their wait time was 11 months. So I took any program that I could, any program, self-esteem, mindful eating, the whole nine works. Didn't help me. And I continued eating. After my lowest of 205, when I seen myself in a picture, which was over 40 months ago, I seen a picture my sister had taken of me, and I said, oh my God, I'm going backwards. And in all honesty, I knew my diabetes was coming back. I felt lethargic. My doctor was getting after me because my blood pressure was higher. And she had said the last time she seen me, she said, what's going on? You look like you're gaining weight. Oh, I'm taking care of it. I was taking care of it all right. I'd buy the big boxes of Licky Licks, as you call them. I shouldn't even mention the names. It may not be allowed here. But I was taking them in. I felt like a wood chipper. They were going in so fast. One box in a day, and they were gone. I was taking care of it all right. But I knew I was in trouble, especially with my health, because I had my hernia repaired twice already and was warned that if it busted open again, I would be dead. So what did I do? I went back on a diet. First thing in the morning, okay, I'm back on the wagon. By lunch, it was gone. Tried the next day. Before lunch, it was gone. That night, I was in tears. Now, I'll back up 4 years after I had gone into OA, my first meeting, and I ran. I wasn't going to give up those things. I wasn't ready. I wanted to be a normal leader. Well, I'd never be a normal leader, but I tried. Yeah, I tried all right. 169 pounds back on again. I will never be a normal leader until I conceded to my innermost self that I am a true compulsive eater. This is the first step in my recovery. The delusion that I'm like other people or presently maybe has to be smashed. I know in my head I knew I had a problem with food, but in my heart there was a disconnect. And until that block opened up, I was going to keep trying and trying and trying to do it. Well, I couldn't do it. And when I came to that point that evening, and I had been in OA and I had heard about the allergy of craving and the mental twist, and it finally dawned on me, I said, oh my God, if I had an allergy to shellfish, and if I ate that shellfish and it killed me, would I eat the shellfish? No. So why am I continuing to eat these things that I can't stop eating? I have an allergy of craving to them. And I knew right then and there I had to give them up. But wait a minute, I did that on diets. Well, I know I can't do it. I can't possibly stop eating them. And the only other alternative is to surrender all of them to my higher power, which took me to step two. Came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. And I knew there was no other alternative. I tried and exhausted them all, even weight loss surgery, and it didn't keep it off, which led me to step three. So, when I finally surrendered everything, and it wasn't only my eating, it was my whole life. I went into bankruptcy for the sum of $23,000 when my husband took sick. He went into bankruptcy for $20,000. Our money went to food, not the upkeep of the home. My first year of abstinence, I had to walk away from that home. I didn't have the money to fix it. The floors were falling through. And me being 7, 8 months abstinence, I walked away and felt at peace because of it. And I know that if I wouldn't have been abstinent at the time, I probably would have eaten myself to death. Because that's a very stressful walking away from a home of 30 years. But I knew that there was no other alternative. I had to accept it. Many things in my life were unmanageable. And I knew that I had to surrender my whole life to my higher power because I couldn't organize the entrance to a two-hole shitter. I just couldn't. I was powerless over everything. And when I surrendered everything, I felt like a weight had lifted off of me. When I woke up the next morning, I knew it was like I had a purpose for once in my life. I got up. And I started writing. I always wrote in the morning when I was early in abstinence. And I started writing down my alcoholic foods. What foods is it that I am not going to eat again? What are the ones that I cannot stop eating? And if I do stop, I'm always drawn back to them. And I started writing, but there was some I wasn't too sure of. Right now, I know that I still wanted to hold on to them. But I classed those as my yellow foods, and they soon became my red foods. But I also chose and wrote down my compulsive behaviors, because those compulsive behaviors can take me back to the food. I ate like a pelican. I sat in front of the TV, and all those things I had to make an action plan for not to do. because those always led me back to the food. So there was many of the compulsive behaviors, and I still have to watch for them because they can pop up out of nowhere. Because sometimes you don't know better until you do better. So then I made my
Gentle reminder, Melanie, 5 minutes
thank
remaining.
you. Thank you. Then I made my food plan, 3 meals a day, no in-between eating. That's the one I chose. And I put it into action. Someone said to me, you focus on the food, you'll lose your program. You focus on the program, you will recover. And it was amazing. I had to remind myself to eat. And that was a new one for me. But I focused on my program and got the steps done. One by one, did my step four in a week and a half. And that was because I was procrastinating. I had to be perfect. But there is no perfect, no perfection. I'm human. There's no perfection there at all. I got them done. It says in step, not, excuse me, step, in how it works. If you're willing to go to any lengths, you will recover. They did the steps in the big book in a night. I don't know how they did that, but they did. But to do them fast, get them through them. And I know that when I did my steps, it was like one light bulb after another. All 9-step promises did come true, but with the willingness to want to see what God would show you how to do, whatever God you want it to be, doesn't matter. If you get hung up on it, then you're not going to recover. You can borrow mine if you want. You can fire him and get another one. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you rely upon a power outside of yourself, because you know I'm not God, and I couldn't fix myself, and I sure as hell cannot now. So I have to rely upon a power outside of myself, and I'm grateful I did. 154 pounds dropped off me, and I didn't focus on that. That just blows my mind, because I ate what a healthy person would eat at my body weight, and that doesn't compute in a restrictor's head of mine. It doesn't. It really doesn't. How in the hell did I lose weight eating what I did? But I didn't focus on that. I focused on my program because, you know, it's the buildup that takes me back to the food. My reactions to life. Dealing with my emotions. And I never dealt with my emotions. But emotions are going to be emotions because, you know what? I'm human. And they're going to happen. And life is going to happen. And crappy things are going to happen in this life. And the 12 steps show me how to deal with it. And I don't care what happens now, because I have a 12-step program to deal with anything and a higher power to show me. It's awesome living this way. I've never was able to save any money in my life at all. And now I have a bank account that has a prudent reserve. And that blows my mind. I have relationships that I never had a relationship in my family. And now I do. People who I used to hate, couldn't stand being around them, and now best friends. Because my attitudes have changed. I've changed. I used to hate myself, and now I love myself, and now I can love others. This program teaches me so much and continues to teach me, because it's a daily reprieve, just like the name of this meeting, Morning Reprieve. Every day I have to wake up and realize I'm a compulsive eater. I have to remind myself because I have a case of forgetting. And it's very easy to forget.
Gentle reminder, 1 minute.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. But because of this program, because of the 12 steps, because of my higher power, and because of you, I have an opportunity to live abstinent one day at a time. And that's okay with me. I don't need to focus on the future. Don't need to focus on the past. I have right here and now, and enjoy it. And for once in my life, I am. And I'm grateful for them. There is peace and serenity and sanity from that insane way of living. And being able to live in a healthy body weight for once in my life. And not have to worry about it. Only focus on my program and my higher power. Thank you for allowing me to share.